AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Florida.
We are here today to defend those who can't defend themselves.
Governor Ron DeSantis signed a 15-week abortion ban into law.
This is a time where these babies have beating hearts. They can move, they can taste, they can see, they can feel pain, they can suck their thumbs, and they have brain waves.
This is part of a conservative push to restrict abortion ahead of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could limit access to abortion nationwide. Under current law, Florida allows abortions up to 24 weeks. The Biden administration is unveiling steps to make federal policies more fair for people regardless of race, tribe, or gender. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
More than 90 federal agencies have released plans to boost racial equity and support for underserved communities. They range from the Justice Department moving to help those with limited English skills better report crimes, to the Interior Department helping low-income households access ways of weatherizing homes. President Biden had signed an executive order the day he took office to advance equity, and the so-called equity action plans had been under review since. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pfizer says it wants to expand its coronavirus booster shots to healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. Frank James, the man accused of the mass shooting on a subway train in Brooklyn, New York, is expected to make his first court appearance. Ukrainian officials say their forces hit the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet with missiles. One official says it sank. Russia says the Moskva was badly damaged by a fire that forced the warship to be evacuated, but it is still afloat. Firefighters scouted the drought-stricken mountainside around a New Mexico village as they look for opportunities to slow a wind-driven wildfire that is believed to have killed two people. This is AP News. Gas prices are falling, but still high.
Gas is $4.07 a gallon today on average, down 8 cents in a week, down 25 cents in a month. Of course, a year ago, gas was $1.21 a gallon cheaper. But Russia's war in Ukraine, which began on February 24th, pushed oil prices higher. Prices at the pump started falling after nations, including the U.S., announced they would start releasing millions of barrels of crude oil from their emergency stockpiles. Here in the U.S., the highest prices are in the West, $5.71 a gallon in California, says the AAA. Lowest prices in parts of the South and the Midwest, $3.73 a gallon in Wisconsin. I'm Rita Foley.
A woman in Arkansas was killed when a tree fell on her home as severe storms swept through the state and a possible tornado ripped roofs off homes in Alabama. The storm system is moving to the east. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.